有很多名字呢，背后都有意思的哦。
There are many names, there are meanings behind many names.
那比方说啊，我们教会 Raymond 跟 Laverne 有两个儿女。
For example, we know that our church member Raymond and Laverne, they have a son and a daughter.
那你知道他儿子叫什么名字啊？
And perhaps you know what was the name of his their son.
Oh, Micah, 对了。那么你知道他中文名字是什么？
His name is Micah, but do you know what is his Chinese name?
哈？不是，是什么 ？Abigail。OK， 可能国语他讲不出来。OK， 是纯谦。
Yeah, so his Chinese name is 纯谦。
OK，
郑纯谦。
OK， 所以呢，你虽然他没有告诉我他的儿子啊这个名字的意思，但是你马上就想起了弥迦书六章八节，他说纯谦卑的心与神同行。
And even though they did not tell me what was the name in the meaning in Chinese, but it reminds me of the book of Micah.Which is walk humbly with your God. So the both word appear in the Chinese text.
所以呢，你就想到这个，就是他对他儿子的一个期望。
So that we could understand that this is perhaps a hope that the parent have for their son.
那人有人名呢
？And people have names.
鬼也有鬼名哦。
And so as the devil.
在圣经里面呢，魔鬼的名字呢，就是撒旦。
And in the Bible, the devil has a name as Satan.
啊，撒旦这个字呢的意思呢，就是敌，对抗者。
And Satan means adversary.
就是神的仇敌。
And which is God's enemy.
他就是要对抗神。
And his purpose is to go go against God.
那你说撒旦怎么对抗神呢？你要打也打不过神呢。
And you might ask, how could Satan be possibly accomplish that? He can't even fight God.
他就是搞破坏啊。
So he create damages.
他每一次神做一个完美的事情的时候，他就是要去破坏。
And whenever God create a perfect deed, and he was there.To man for destructions.
那魔鬼呢？他的其实呢，他一直以来呢都是蛮成功的。
And so far, the Satan have been pretty successful.
他呢，当神创造他所心爱的人的时候，他都成功去引诱他们去犯罪。
When God first created man, Satan tempted the man to sin.
没有一次失败。
And he has not once failed yet.
比方说呢，亚当呢，在圣经里面，路加福音呢，被称为神的儿子。
Or for example, in Adam in so by the book of Luke, Adam was being called as the son of God.
神创造这个完美的一个人。
And he was a perfect creation by God.
但是我们都知道他。被创造以后呢，亚当夏娃呢，很快就犯罪了。
But we all know that not too long after Eve was created, both of them have sinned.
以色列也是被圣经称为神的儿子。
And Israel was being called as the son of God in the Bible.
神用大能的手把他们。从埃及里面拯救出来。
And our Almighty God, through His powerful hand, brought them out from the land of Egypt.
他们还没到这个迦南地，他们在旷野已经犯罪了。
But before they even arrived to the land of Canaan, they have already sinned in the desert.
在马太福音里面呢，我们马太呢。就是告诉我们，天国的王主耶稣呢已经来到了。
And from the book of Matthew, told us that the King of the New Kingdom has come.
在第三章的时候呢，耶稣受洗礼的时候呢，神也做见证，指着耶稣说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And when Jesus was being baptized by John, and even God said so, "This is my son whom I love."
所以我们就会问一个问题了。
And so we may ask a question.
第一个神的儿子就是亚当，他创造以后呢就犯罪了。
So we have the first son of God, whom is Adam, and not too long after he was created, then he sinned.
第二个在圣经里面形容是神的儿子的是以色列，他们也是犯罪了。
And the second, the son of God, Israel, have also sinned.
那么现在主耶稣又被称为神的儿子，那么他能不能够，会不会好像从前的神的儿子一样犯罪呢？
And now, as Jesus came, he was being called son of God, so is he going to be just like the previous son of God?Have the same pitfall.
还是呢他会好像呢马太预言的在耶稣出生的时候说他要将自己的百姓从罪里救出来。
Or is he going to be like the prophecy recorded in the Matthew that he will be the one who is going to save his people from their sins?
究竟一个全能的神当他成为一个人以后他能够胜过罪吗？
So as the Almighty God become man, can he overcome the temptations of sin?
这个就是呢，当耶稣呢，他受洗以后呢，马上他就面对撒旦的这个攻击。
So right after Jesus accepted the baptism of John, he immediately see the attacks from Satan.
我形容呢，马太福音的第四章呢，是二王之争。
I described that the book of Matthew chapter 4 was the battle of the two kings.
我希望去了解这段经文的时候帮助我们去效法主耶稣。
And I hope that as we learn about the scriptures, we will learn something from Jesus.
你知道我们都可以胜过罪。
So that we may be victorious to sin.
撒旦第一个试探呢是要叫主耶稣把石头变为食物。
And the first trial from Satan was to ask Jesus to turn the rock to food.
这个试探的重点其实不在乎了你吃不吃这个食物。
And the important key about this is not the matter of eating or not.
这个重点是撒旦希望耶稣不等候神的安排。
Satan's goal.Was to hope that Jesus will not wait on God's arrangement.
滥用他是神的儿子的能力
so that he may misuse his power as the Son of God.
他希望耶稣相信，你把石头变为食物是一个合情合理，就是你能力可以做得到的一件事情。
Satan wanted Jesus to think that turning the rock to bread.Is a reasonable, lawful, and something that is Jesus able to do.
什么叫合情呢？
So what does it mean as reasonable?
那如果呢，你看《路加福音》的第四章的时候，记载同一件事情，你就了解，耶稣已经进食完毕了。
If you look at the book of Luke, chapter 4, and you will see that, recorded of the same incident.That Jesus has already completed the fasting of the 40 days.
你进食完毕了，那么你应该就可以吃东西了。这个是很合情理的一件事情。
You have completed your fasting, and you shall eat. This is something reasonable.
还有啊，圣经告诉我们，耶稣进食40昼夜以后，他就饿了。
And of course, the Bible also told us that after 40 days of fasting and he was hungry.
所以耶稣吃东西啊，不是好像他贪吃，好像以色列人在旷野的时候呢，他有其他东西吃的，但是他就喜欢吃肉，所以呢，他就犯罪。他不像这个例子。
So Jesus needed to eat for the physical need for survival. He was not eating like for certain craving like the Israelites.Committed sin in the desert because he craved to eat the meat.
所以耶稣是为了他的需要来吃东西，不是为了贪婪而吃东西。
So Jesus has a necessary need to eat, not because of his temptation for craving or for something nice.
还有呢，撒旦这个提议啊，我形容他是一个合理的。
And I would also like to call the suggestion by Satan as something which is lawful.
我的意思就是呢，它好是合乎真理的。
And which is as according to the truth.
那你看，你看呢，撒旦引诱耶稣做什么事情呢？
And yet, let's see that what Satan have asked Jesus to do.
他叫他吃东西。
He just asked Jesus to eat.
吃这个事情没有律法禁止的。
There is no law that forbid eating.
还有呢，他叫他吃什么呢？
And so what did Satan ask Jesus to eat?
就是吃饼啊。
Eat bread.
那这个呢也是合乎真理的。
And this is also something right.
没有好像呢亚当夏娃里面的这个引诱剪子是吃一些东西呢是神所禁止的。
And it was not like Adam and Eve which they ate something that is forbid by God.
他还有呢耶稣吃的东西呢是很普通的东西。
And what Jesus, that Satan asked him to eat, is also something very ordinary.
不是一些很奢华的东西。
And it is not some luxury food.
比方说呢，你早餐吃馄饨面，那么可能这个是很奢华的事情了。
And perhaps if you have the morning breakfast as the wonton noodles, and you are eating something pretty luxury.
最后呢，撒旦的提议呢，是耶稣能力所能够做得到的。
And the next is Satan suggested something that is doable. Jesus.
撒旦呢是他引诱耶稣的时候呢，他简直说：“你若是神的儿子。”
And this is how Satan told him, "If you are the Son of God."
那这句话的意思呢，不是要耶稣去怀疑他的身份。
And it was not intended for Jesus to doubt about who he is.
撒旦的意思是说，你是神的儿子啊，你有这个能力去做，把石头变成食物啊。
It's Satan, what Satan was trying to mean that you are the Son of God. You shall be able to turn these rock to bread.
你已经禁食40天了。
You have already fast for 40 days.
现在是吃东西的时间哦。
And this now is the time to eat.
但是父神有没有帮你安排？
But the Father God have prepared anything for you.
那么你自己就解决了。
And perhaps you can take care of this by yourself.
所以呢，撒旦不是叫耶稣去做一些违背律法的事情。
And Satan did not ask Jesus to do something that go against the law.
比方说你去藏人家的东西啊。
It's not like asking you to go steal something for somebody.
他只是建议耶稣，你用你行神迹的能力。
He has suggested that you use your power to perform the miracle.
去解决你饥饿的问题。
To solve the problem of your hunger.
因为你简直做呢是合情合理，是你能力能够做得到的。
Because for what you're about to do is completely reasonable, it is lawful, and it is within what you can do.
那么耶稣就回答撒旦。
And of course Jesus responded to Satan.
耶稣的回答呢是根据呢生命记的八章二到三节。
And what Jesus had responded was based on the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8.
那我们发觉了耶稣的反应跟夏娃的反应不一样的。
And we pay attention that Jesus has a different responses, was not like Eve.
夏娃还要跟撒旦辩论。
Eve was trying to reason with Satan.
就是因为他剪子做的时候让撒旦有机可乘呢。
So when Eve did that, he actually gave Satan a chance to take advantage on her.
耶稣的回答呢是很就是很简单的。
And Jesus had a very simple answer.
就是引用圣经去回答撒旦。
And he used the words.From the Bible.
马太福音四章四节里面他就说经上记着说人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And as in verse 4, he replied, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
我们之前提过了，只是这句话呢是在《生命记》里面出来。
As we mentioned before, that these came from Deuteronomy.
这个是摩西 带领以色列人经过旷野四十年以后，提醒他们的一段话。
The scripture came after Moses had led the Israelites in the desert for 40 years, and Moses reminded the Israelites.
摩西的意思就是，你们能够走过这旷野四十年。
And what Moses was trying to mean is, you have been through the desert for 40 years.
是因为你很聪明吗？
Was this something because you are pretty smart?
你知道你可以计划这些事情，两百万人走在旷野都可以生存吗？
That you would be so that it was it because you're so smart that you could lead 2 millions of people in the desert and been through 40 years.
这个不是这个原因。
And it was not like that.
是神在旷野里面引导你们。
And it was because of the guidance of God in the desert.
有的时候呢，神会苦练你。
And perhaps there are times that God was trying to mold you to give you some challenges.
任你饥饿。
And will leave you to hunger.
为什么？
But why?
因为神要知道你的心如何，看看你肯不肯守神的诫命。
Because God wants to mold you so that he may know your heart and whether or not you are going to be tempted will you be forsaking the commandments of from God?
神呢也会从天上降下玛拿给以色列人吃。
And of course, what God did was He gave manna to the Israelites to eat.
使以色列人知道了，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
And it was to let them know that for man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
这段经文呢提醒我们。
The scriptures have reminded us.
人能够活下去。
But for man to live.
不是单靠人的供应或者他的计划。
It is not because of the plan or the physical or the material provision.
是因为靠神的供应。
But by the provision from God.
耶稣因为明白这个经文的意义，
And Jesus knew the scriptures very well.
他情愿等待等候神的供应，不自作主张。
He rather wait on God's provision rather than him making his own plan.
很多时候呢，我们做的决定呢，
There are many decisions in our life.
如果我们知道他是很明显是违背圣经的是犯法的犯罪的，我们都不会去做。
And like these many decisions that we knew very well that if they are obviously sin and we usually can easily identify and we would not do it.
但是如果这个事情呢是合情合理又是我能力之内的，可能呢你就会选择去做这些事情。
But however, when you have a decision that is completely reasonable and is lawful and is something you can do,
then
perhaps you are going to just make this decision by yourself.
换句话说呢，我们没有问过神，我们自己就自作主张。
In another word, you do not seek God and you just make.
比方说我会说我是家里面的头啊，这个决定我都不可能做吗？
And for example, you would say that I am the head of the household. Why can't I make such a decision?
或者你会说爱儿女呢是应不是父母的责任吗？
Or in another way, you would say that isn't that my responsibility as a parent to love my children.
所以我为他们预备最好的，以知道他们将来可以上最好的学校，这个事情没有可能是错了。
Of course, I plan for the best school for their future. So how could I be possibly wrong?
或者呢，你会说，我平常奉献的数目都不止这个数目呢。
Or perhaps you might say that the offerings that I gave to church has more than this number.
我现在用一点点钱买东西给自己，不是很应该吗？
Why can't I spend just this little money to buy something that I like for myself?
耶稣提醒我们，
And Jesus reminded us.
一件事情是合情合理的。
For something that is reasonable, lawful.
甚至呢，是你能力能够做到，也是你权力底下的一件事情。
And even though it is within your rights, it is something that you are able to do.
但是它不一定是神的旨意。
But it might not be according to what God's plan for you.
耶稣虽然是神。
And even though Jesus is also God.
他曾经这样子讲。
And even for he has said the same thing.
我不求自己的意思，只求拿差我来者的意思。
For I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me.
在约翰福音里面，另外一段，耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。”
And he say in the other scripture in the book of John, "My food, say Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
耶稣能够胜过罪。
Jesus has overcome sin.
因为他凡事去寻找神的旨意。
Because he seeks the will of God in many things that he do.
不寻找自己的意思。
That he did not seek his own will.
撒旦第一个试探过去。
So after the first trial.
第二个试探又来了。
And the second trial came.
这个试探的目的呢，是耶稣希望耶稣不信靠神的应许。
And this time, Satan wanted Jesus to lose the trust to God's promises.
他希望呢，耶稣会用神的应许去逼父神去保护他。
So he was hoping that Jesus would make use of God's promises to protect him.
这个呢，耶稣后来说，你这样子去逼耶稣，逼父神去保护你呢，其实就是试探神。
And Jesus actually told Satan that for such deeds that you was going to do, that you suggest me to do was actually to test God.
那撒旦呢，他的逻辑是这样子。
And here was the logic of Satan.
他第一个前提呢，就是耶稣信靠神。
And there's a first premise, which Jesus trusts God.
第二个前提呢，就是神保护这些信靠他的人。
And second premise, God protects those who trust him.
那么他结论呢，就是呢，当耶稣从圣殿里面跳下去的时候呢，神也会保护他。
So this was a conclusion of Satan when Jesus jumped down.From the top of the temple, God will protect Jesus.
那第一个前提呢，是很容易去证明的。
And it's pretty easy to determine premise one.
那耶稣通过第一个试探的时候，其实就看见他是信靠神的一个人。
And because Jesus had passed the first trial, it proved that he was the one that trusts God.
第二个前提呢，也不难证明。
And it's a second premise is not too difficult to justify.
撒旦呢，就是用了诗篇的91篇呢，来证明呢，神会保护这些信靠他的人。
Because Satan used Psalm 91 to show Jesus that God protects those who trust him.
如果你看诗篇91篇的时候，他第一节讲到了，住在至高者。隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下。
For Psalm 91 verse 1, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
我想就是有什么地方上证耶和华的隐秘处更好的呢？彼此圣殿更好的呢？就没有了。所以呢，他就把耶稣带到圣殿的顶上面。
So what other place would most describeas the shelter of God other than temple. So that was why Satan brought Jesus up to the top of
the temple. 所以呢，他走到这个圣殿的顶的时候呢，他就引用诗篇的91篇11、12节讲到主要吩咐他的侍者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
And when there was up in the top of the temple, and Satan again used the words in Psalm 91, verse 11. For he will command his angels concerning you to guide you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands. So you will not strike your foot against the stone.
换句话，这句经文就证明了神是必定保护这些投靠他的人。
And of course, in another word, God will protect whoever trusts in Him.
那自然呢，前提一、前提二都是正确的。那么撒旦的结论必定是正确的。
So you fulfill the first condition and the second condition, and of course, what Satan has suggested would sounds pretty logical, isn't it?
但是耶稣呢，没有给撒旦所欺骗。
But Jesus did not, he was not fooled by Satan.
反而呢，耶稣提出两方面的反驳撒旦的两方面去反驳他。
And instead, Jesus defended by Satan in two ways.
首先呢，耶稣就说哈。 经上又记着说,
and first, Jesus said, for what it is also written.
那这句话呢，提醒我们呢一个解释圣经的一个原则。
So these the next thing come as going to describe and explain a principle of the Bible.
圣经呢不会前后矛盾的。
The Bible does not speak against itself.
所以呢，如果你在圣经里面找到一个结论，
so if you find a conclusion or something that sounds conclusive in the Bible,
但是你发觉它跟其他圣经所教的不一样，
but you, if you also find that what it is trying to say has a contradiction with some other part in the Bible,
那么这个很可能就不是神的旨意了。
And perhaps this is not what the will of God.
比方呢，一对父母，他很爱他的儿女。
For example, a parent loves their children very much.
为了他们能够进最好的学校，就为他们预备做很多不同的事情。
And the parent, because of the hope for giving their children the best school to study, and they do many things.
那单看这个决定呢，是很好啊，就是一个很好的决定，是合乎。
And from this decision, it seems very reasonable, as like according to the Bible.
但是你要想一想，你这个决定是不是父母两个人都同心赞同呢？
And is this decision something that is supported by both parents?
因为圣经讲到了，教养儿女呢，不是单单是父母，不是单单是父亲或者是母亲的责任，是两个人的责任呢。
But the Bible say that. Because the Bible says, as a duty of parent is not just on the father or the mother, but it's for both of them together.
还有，当你准备你的儿女的时候，会不会影响他们在认识神上面的这个事情的追求呢？
And as you prepare the children for the best school in their life, does it actually affect them? Does it affect their journey of knowing God?
所以当你想这些东西都想完以后，你就会更清楚知道你的这个决定呢，是不是合乎神的心意。
So as you plan everything, that you will understand that whether this is something that is according to the will of God.
所以耶稣提醒我们，我们做的决定不单只是有益处圣经的支持，要是全个圣经里面。
And as a reminder, our decision should be based on the support on the entire part of the Bible, not just selective.
因为圣经呢，不会前后矛盾。
Because the Bible does not speak against itself.
第二个，耶稣对撒旦的反驳呢，就是他引用又是《生命记》里面的一个经文。
And the second way of how Jesus defend. Was he used the word again? From Deuteronomy.
里面说不可试探主你的神。
And he said, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test."
什么叫试探呢？
So what do test mean?
试探就是试试看的意思啊。
And of course, it's retry. Give it a try.
比方说，你去买车子的时候，你试试看这个车子好不好。
So, and of course, just like you go to buy a car and you try the car by having a test drive.
这一段经文的背景呢，其实是在出埃及记的十七章。
The scriptures background of Deuteronomy chapter 6 was actually from Exodus 17.
当时呢，以色列人呢，全会众，他都第一节讲到了，以色列人全会众都遵守耶和华的吩咐，按着站在按着站口从逊的旷野往前行，在利非定安营。
So the scripture background came, what happened was the whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as God commanded. They came at Rephidim.
那你看这段经文的时候，你看见以色列人很听话，是不是？
And from the scripture you saw that the Israel is pretty, so they obey the commandment from God.
但是你看下去，你就知道他们发生什么事情。
And then this is what happened next as you read further.
他们到了这个地方以后呢，这个百姓没有水喝，所以就与摩西争闹说，给我们水喝。摩西对他们说，你们为什么与我争闹，为什么试探耶和华呢？
As the scripture continued, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, give us water to drink. And Moses replied, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the law to the test?
那为什么摩西说他们是试探神呢？
So why did Moses say that they put the God the Lord to the test.
在第七节的时候你就了解了。
And in verse 7 you will see the reason why.
他说呢，又因为他们试探耶和华说，耶和华是在我们中间不是。
That was when the tester, the Lord saying, is the Lord among us or not?
那这个故事里面呢，告诉我们试探神是怎么样的一回事。
And this story told us what happened when you are testing God and what.
他们开始的时候啊，看起来啊，他们是很听神的话的。
And as the story began with they listen to God's or and whatever God has commanded.
但是后来他遇到困难了。
But after they have difficulties.
他们就希望呢，替神做一个回应。
So they hope to force God to do something.
他们的怎么避神呢？
So how did they force God to do?
他们的意思就是，如果神回应我们的祷告，给我们水喝，神就在我们中间。
So as they say, when if God gives us water right now, then He is with us.
但是如果他不给我们，那么神就不在我们中间。
But if He doesn't give us water, then He is not with us.
这个就是试探神的意思。
And this is the meaning of testing God.
撒旦希望耶稣从圣殿里面跳下去。
And Satan wanted Jesus to jump down from the top of the temple.
就是逼神呢去救他。
It was to force God to save him.
耶稣的回答说，这不是信心，这个是试探神。
But Jesus said, this is not faith. This is to test God.
我们很多时候呢，在我们危险困难当中的时候，我们也会好像撒旦简直提议的祷告。
And many times when we have troubles and difficulties, and we might lean on to what like Satan has suggested.
我们开始之前呢，好像就是信靠神简直。
And of course, at the beginning, we trust God.
但是呢，当我们在困难里面呢，我们就会祷告神。
But in times of troubles, we pray.
告诉神，神啊，你救我啊。
And many times we pray like this, Oh God, save me.
你救我就证明呢，你是信实的神。
If you save me, it show me that you are the faithful God.
那么我就信你了。
And I will trust you.
但是呢，耶稣提醒我们，这个不是信心呢。
But once again, Jesus told us this is not faith.
这个是试探神。
This is to test God.
神有权去控制这个前面的结果。
God has the absolute power to control what is going to happen before us.
所以呢，他什么时候回答你，给你什么答案，还是在神的手里面呢。
And whether or not, whenever that God is going to make the arrangement or to answer you, it was all in the power of God's hands.
事实上，你看这个故事的最后的时候。
And when you look at the background of the story,
当耶稣是信靠神，没有听撒旦的引诱。
And when Jesus trusting God, that he did not fall into the temptation of Satan.
神真的派天使去保护耶稣啊。
And indeed, God sent the angels to attend to him.
就好像呢，诗篇的九十一篇里面所说。
And it was really like Psalm 91 have said.
最后呢，撒旦最后的一个试探呢，是在八到十。
And the last trial was from the verse 8 to verse 10.
那你发觉呢，撒旦讲到最后的时候呢，他再没有说你若是神的儿子这句话了。
And on this last test, that Satan did not say the fancy thing like before, like if you are the son of God again.
所以呢，撒旦的意思就是说，好，我们现在做一个交易。
So what Satan was about to do is let's make a deal.
耶稣说。他向耶稣说：“你来是要做王吗
？”And he said that Jesus, you came to just want to be the king.
那么我给你做王啊
？Why I will give it to you？
你看万国跟万国的荣耀、荣华就在你面前。
And look at these, the kingdoms of the world and their splendor, they will be yours.
这个都是你的，都属于你。
They will be all belongs to you.
唯一的条件，你就是。伏在我面前去敬拜我。
For only one condition, bow down and worship me.
那很多时候呢，我们觉得，我们形容这一类的交易是一个双赢的一个交易。
And many times we call this kind of deal as the win-win proposal.
因为呢，这个结果撒旦又高兴，耶稣又高兴。
And on both ends, Satan is happy, and Jesus is also happy.
因为你知道，耶稣是不需要，如果耶稣跟撒旦的提议，他不需要上十字架就能够得到这个世界了。
You have to understand that Jesus, if he accepted that, Jesus does not need to die on the cross, and but he can still be the king.
十字架是一个很痛苦的一个惩罚。
The death on the cross is a strong punishment.
但是最痛苦的地方不是在身体上面。
And the punishment was not on physical.
最痛苦对耶稣来说，最痛苦的事情是他要跟父神分开。
To Jesus, the most unbearable thing was to be departed and be separated from God.
所以如果有一个方法令耶稣不需要上十字架，但是完成弥赛亚的任务的时候，的确对耶稣来说是很吸引人的。
So if there is a proposal for not dying on the cross, but still be able to fulfill the mission as a Messiah, it was very tempting to Jesus.
但是撒旦所要求的代价却是很高。
But of course, Satan asked for a great price.
因为当你跪拜在一个对象面前。
Because if you bow down to someone,
你就是表示完全降服在这个人的这个对方的手下。
It symbolizes your total surrender to the person.
所以呢，如果耶稣跪拜撒旦，耶稣就是效忠撒旦。
And if Jesus bowed to Satan, it means that Jesus would have to pledge loyalty to Satan.
我们常常面对同一样的一个试探。
And many times we are also facing the same trial.
就是但求成功，不择手段。
Because of the purpose to be successful, we would do anything.
那我不是说我们会做犯法的事情。
I'm not saying that we would do something that is against the law.
但是呢，你可能不用神的方法去达到神的目标。
Perhaps you would choose something that is not.According to what God's will to achieve what you want.
比方说，我们每一个父母，你都希望你的儿女就是做一个听话的儿女啊。
For example, all parents here that we want our children to listen to us.
但是你用什么方法呢
？But how do you do it?
你是按照圣经很有内心的教导你的儿女吗
？Are you according to Bible that you teach and you guide your children with patience?
还有就是你平时要做他们的好榜样。
And are you doing a good example to them?
还是呢，你用别的方法，就是要得到他 在你面前的这个听话的一个表现呢？
Or are you using tricks just to gain superficial behavior of their obedience?
很久以前呢，我跟我的同事去打排球啊。
And some time ago, I played volleyball with my colleagues.
然后呢，有两个孩子呢，是一个同事的儿子，这样子，很不听话，很不听话。
And there was two boys that who are the son of one of the colleagues.
我们在打球的时候呢，他们就在破坏，不给我们用这个场地去打球。
And they were pretty naughty and they were messing around in the court and they did not let us play the volleyball.
这个父亲呢就说，这个孩子啊，这个两个孩子，他不会不敢不听我的话的。
And the father told me that his son has always listened to what he said.
但是他站了十分钟，这两个孩子还是在捣蛋。
But as he tried to talk them out for 10 minutes, and the two boys are still messing around.
最后，这个父亲出手了。
And finally, he showed his last resort.
你知道他做什么呢？
You know what he did?
拿他的钱包。
He pulled out his wallet.
一人一张钞票。
And he gave.Each of them a dollar bill.
其实不知道多少啊，但是一人一张。
And perhaps it's not more than a dollar.
然后就打发这两个小孩走了。
And it just easily, so the two boys just got the money and they just walked away.
那没错，你做到你的目标了。
And of course, you accomplished what you wanted to do.
但是你最后在这两个孩子身上建立一个。怎么样的人生观呢？
But what kind of lessons that the kids have learned as for their life value?
同样，如果耶稣真的在当时跪拜撒旦，
And of course, in the same way, if Jesus would have bowed down to Satan,
当然耶稣就拿到这个地球了。
And of course, Jesus would gain the world.
但是他没有把人从撒旦的手下救出来。
But if he do that, he still doesn't save mankind from the hand of Satan.
撒旦三次的试探主耶稣。
And Satan tried Jesus for 3 times.
他失败以后呢，路加福音就形容他暂时的离开。
And as the book of Luke described that after he tried and he failed, he left Jesus.Until another time.
但是呢，只是呢，这场战争。
And the fact is, the war between Satan.
就是神的儿子跟这个世界的王呢的战争是常常发生的。
And the battle of these two kings, the sons of God, with the king of the world, continue.
今天这场战争还是在我们的内心里面发生。
And this battle continue to happen in our heart today.
神希望我们神的儿子、儿女们呢，不等待神、父神的安排。
And Satan is hoping that we as the sons of God, children of God, will not wait on God's plan.
希望撒旦希望我们自作主张。
Satan wants us to do our own decision.
希望我们不信靠神的应许。
Satan wanted us to not trust on his promises.
去试探神。
And to test God.
希望我们不顺服神的方法。
Satan wanted us to not obey God's way.
去投降撒旦。
And he wanted us to surrender to Satan.
但是我们感谢我们的主耶稣，因为他已经胜过撒旦了。
But we.When you give thanks to our Lord Jesus because he has victorious over Satan.
好像呢，希伯来书四章里面所讲。
And just like the book of Hebrew.
他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前，为要得怜恤蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
But we have one who has been tempted in every way.Just as we are, and yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of me.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to give thanks to you.
因为你凡事受过试探。
Because in many ways and in many times you have been through these trials.
还有就是你胜过所有的试探。
But you have victory over all these trials.
你知道我们今天知道只要我们靠着主耶稣我们也能够胜过罪。
So that today we know very well that by relying on you, we will be victorious over the sins.
当我们接受主耶稣成为我们的救主的时候神你就会赐我们一个不犯罪的一个生命。
Lord Jesus, as we accept you as our personal Savior, you give us a power for notcommitting into the sin.
当我们听圣灵的引导的时候我们就不会犯罪。
As we listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will not sin.
求主带领我们就是我们常常的愿意把我们的需要我们的困苦我们的试探带到神你的面前去祈求。
Please help us in the time of troubles, in the time of challenges, that we will always bring our knees and pray before God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. Amen. 我们现在呢是教会每一个月的一次的圣餐。
Now is the time of our communion, Monday communion.
圣餐呢是我们纪念主耶稣的死。
And the communion is to remember the death of our Lord Jesus.
饼和杯呢是代表耶稣的身体和血。
And the bread and the cup are to represent the body and the blood of our Jesus.
如果呢你已经是一个重新得救的基督徒
，If you are a born again Christian，
又接受了水礼
，And you have accepted the baptism，
我欢迎你参加我们的圣餐。
And I would like to invite you to join us for the communion.
如果你还没有的时候呢，那么饼和杯传到你旁边的时候呢，你不用拿。
But if you have not, when the cup and the bread pass before you, so I ask you for not partake.
我们现在一同来看哥林多前书十一章二十三到三十二节。
And let's look at a scripture of the First Corinthians chapter 11.
请听我用中文念一次。我当日传给你们的。原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一日，拿起饼来，祝谢了就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死。”只等到他来，所以无论何人不按理赐主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己审查，然后赐着饼喝着杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此在你们中间有好色软弱的，与万病的，死的也不小。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。我们现在请负责的弟兄来到前面。
And right now I'd like to ask the brothers to come before.
我们请 Jerry 为饼祷告。
亲爱的天父，谢谢你带领我们今天早上一起敬拜。我们在这个时候再一次有这机会来纪念主在十字架上为我们的罪献上你的生命。我们也让你再次提醒我们，作为基督徒得到了救恩，让我们也提醒我们能够远离罪，让我们能够在生活中学习怎么样去同行。我们也为今天早上的饼和杯 非常我们的感谢，我们祷告配呢是奉主耶稣的名求，
阿们。耶稣注射了就擘开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。 And when Jesus has given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 我们一同领受主的饼。我们现在请天父杯祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful that you have sent your begotten Son to this world. And in spite of the pain and the sacrifices that he made, that he completed your plan of salvation for us, and that has given all of us a chance to be reconciled with you. And for that, we thank you.And we just pray that you'll continue to impress upon us how much you despise sins and how pleasing it is to you in terms of our purity and our holiness. And we just pray that through our trust in Jesus,that with our relationship with you, relationship with the brothers and sisters, and the relationship with the world, that will continue to be more pure and more holy, so being closer to you. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 饭后也照样拿这杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。 In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. 我们一同领受主的杯。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的时，只等到他来。 For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. 我们现在是欢迎来宾。
Now is the time as we welcome all the newcomers.
有没有今天你是第一次来到我们教会的，我们希望呢代表教会去欢迎你。
And if you are here for the first time to our church, I would like to welcome you. Is there any among us?
没有，那么我就欢迎大家，特别欢迎吴伯伯、吴伯伯、吴伯伯。
Yeah, and once again, I want to welcome everyone, and especially want to welcome Uncle Wu and also Auntie Wu.
有关教会的报告，你可以打开你的这个行罪表，里面有讲到几样事情呢。
And so for a few announcements that you can turn to the bulletins.
第一样呢，就是我们二月份有一个主日学呢，是讲到怎么在圣经里面按照圣经去教导儿女的。
And the first announcement is in February.We will have a Sunday school class about biblical parenting.
负责的就是 Simon 跟 Julia 冯。
And brother Simon and Julia will be teaching the class.
他特别的鼓励的就是父母两个人都来。
And they especially encourage that both parents would come together.
第二样事情呢，就是呢，去年这个奉献的收据呢，已经预备好了。
And the second thing is the receipts for the offering is already ready. The offering receipt is ready for you to pick up.
所以呢，如果你还没拿到呢，你可以去找世安或者 Jerry 去拿。
But if you have not get it, you can get it from brothers Xian or
Jerry.
Jerry.
还有呢，就是我们二月六号星期六，是我们今年庆祝新年的potluck。
And on February 6th, we will have a Chinese New Year potluck.
是晚上五点半。
And the time is 5:30 p.m.
希望大家可以邀请朋友一起来。
I would like to encourage everyone to bring their friends and families to join us.
还有一件事情呢，就是教会的通讯录已经做好了。
And the other thing is about the church directory.
我们教会因为呢不希望呢这个通讯录用来做别的东西呢，所以呢我们都是如果你的名字在上面呢，你的家里面就会拿到一本了。
So because for the purpose of internet circulation only, so if you are participate in thechurch directory, you will get a copy.
如果你掉了，我就不会再给你一本。
But if you lost one, sorry, we have no more.
所以呢，等一下呢，你可以来找我。如果你的名字在上面，你都会有一本。
And if you have elected yourself in the directory, please come in, get a copy from me.
最后呢，我们是提醒大家我们的奉献呢。
And once again, I want to remind everyone of us for tithing and offering.
我们的奉献箱呢，就是在会场的后面。
And the offering box is right at behind, near the door.
如果你是基督徒的时候，你明白奉献的意义，我鼓励你奉献。
And as a Christian, as you understand the meaning of offerings and tithing, I would encourage you to do so.
但是如果你还没明白的时候，你不用勉强。
And but if you have not.As one, and you do not understand the meaning, you are not obliged to do that.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，天父，我们谢谢你每一天的供应。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to give thanks for your provision.
也感谢主，我们在主耶稣里面的救恩。
And we want to give thanks for the salvation that we have in Christ.
因为主耶稣的牺牲，让我们能够回到神的面前。
For Christ has died and sacrificed so that we may come before our God again.
我们可以胜过罪，不在撒旦的手下。
For our victory over the sin that we are not under the authority of Satan.
我们愿意用我们的奉献去表达我们对神的感谢。
We would like to demonstrate our thanksgiving to you through our offerings.
我们也求主保守我们每一个人在主面前能够与主同行。
And please protect every one of us so that before you we will walk together with you.
我们最后一同站立，接受神的祝福。
Let's all rise and accept the blessing from God.
我们一同祷告。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit